Hey guys, welcome to my channel, Aika Juju. Welcome for a new podcast. Today we're going to talk about the common mistakes made by the thru hikers. That's going to be the number two of a series of three podcasts. So today I'm going to cover a few things about like common mistakes and things that I saw on the trails. And like, you know, like some people are making like putting themselves in danger sometimes, and there are things to consider when you go for a thru hike or long distance hike. And yeah, like sharing that topic with some of my friends, I got a few ideas, and like I thought that might be very interesting to share that thing with you guys. So today we're going to talk about the body. Like some people, and I saw quite a few hikers actually, that they do not care of their own body, and especially their feet. And if you don't care of your body, like pre-hike, obviously you have to train yourself. You have to get in. You need a good cardio, obviously, but you need to do some stuff at the gym, like in order to be ready. And most of the hikers think about the lower body. But like there are a lot of things that you can do in the upper body, in you know, like when it comes to having a huge backpack, especially when you leave town and you just got your resupply. Your backpack is heavy, even though you're gonna go lightweight and ultralight. That might be pretty heavy, and maybe you're not gonna be used to hike with that weight on your back. So your shoulders, your back, everything's gonna be very painful. It's your back's gonna be sore, and it's gonna be tough, you know, like going. And if you enjoy yourself, you might need to consider a break. And you know, like being off trail for too long, maybe you're gonna keep the pace and the momentum. And you know, that's one of the things you need to consider when you go hiking. So yes, I think you need to train yourself in the way that, you know, you can do a lot of running. I mean, if you live like me in Montreal in Canada, like in the winter, it's pretty hard to go outside, and you can do some cross-country skiing, you can do some snowshoeing and stuff like that to practice your cardio. But you can go and, like, I know this is not the best, but you can go on the treadmill and you can run. And I'm not talking about like you need to go on a run for 12 hours nonstop on the treadmill, but I think you need to keep a good base, like in order, like when you're gonna hit spring, that's gonna be, I mean, less harder. That's gonna be a little bit much easier to go and to start, you know, running and doing some stuff outside. And then when you're gonna hit the hiking season in the summer or like late spring, you're gonna be able to go and, like, you know, like just have a good pace. So that's a good thing to consider pre-hike. But when you go on a hike, I think, you know, I think stretching is one of the topics I wanted to cover on that podcast. I think you need to do some stretching, and I saw so many people, including myself, sometimes I didn't stretch every day on the PCT back in 2018. But I tried to do when I was going on my tent and I was kind of ready to go to sleep. I was kind of massaging my feet, and I was kind of trying to drain this stuff and like making my body like relieved from the pain and from the long day of hiking. So that's something you need to consider. And I saw so many hikers not stretching. Maybe this is good for them, or maybe because they are young. And I saw many hikers who are like not even 25 sometimes. So, you know, maybe that doesn't change anything. But like if you want to go for a long distance and you want to do it again and again and again, I think stretching is a good thing. I'm not talking about like doing an hour yoga session every day after a 14 hours hike, obviously. But I'm just talking about like just a few minutes, 5-10 minutes in your tent doing some stuff, and you're gonna have the chance to connect back your body and your mind that way, I think. So that's a good practice I would recommend. So taking care of your body is definitely a common mistake to me, that many hikers, they do not consider. Like pre-hike, yes, they can train, and some of them don't even train, right? So that's, to me, that's might be a mistake. And when they are on trail, You know, they sometimes make mistakes by not stretching, not trying to understand, you know, what their body is sending them as a message, like, hey, you know, you shouldn't go that far. I see some people who are doing like stress fractures and stuff like that. So it's, I mean, your body is very, is an amazing machine, right? The human body, but in the way that is, it's sending you some warnings, some messages that like, okay, well, I think you push a little bit too far. So you should slow down, and you have to understand that thing, that aspect of your body and that aspect of the hike. So I think you have to take care of your body, your feet again, and you know, like your shoulders, your back, your neck, all of these things. Because again, some people, they only think about the lower body, but the upper body is also a key part of the success of your hike. Another topic I wanted to cover on that podcast is the budget. So when it comes to money and budget, I saw some people, they had to quit a long distance hiking, even though they were like pretty good in shape, they were like mentally, they were okay, everything was fine. But the problem was the budget and the money, especially when you get in town, you know, you hit the town vortex, you know, and the vortex is basically just grabbing you, and like you are just attracted by so many things in town. You want to hit well, you want to hit calories, you want to sleep in a good bed, you want to have a good shower, and you are going to spend a lot of money on that things, and everything is costly, right? So especially for people who are like just a student and they want to do a through hike, or people who are just foreigners not living in the US, the US dollars is might be, you know, like just for me living in Canada, it's quite expensive to go on in the US and just hike. Everything is more expensive, and you have to consider that, like obviously that's part of your preparation, and that's the thing you need to consider, budget. I think, like, just to give you an idea, I think like something like $1,000 a month might be a good range. Like, I think that might be safe, I think. But as soon as you get in town, you know, you're gonna spend a ton shit of money, and there are the things, you know, you do not consider, like buying new shoes once a month, and it's $150, right? And some of the things, like just a night in the hotel, like a cheap hotel, is gonna be $90. Every meal is gonna be $20, because you're gonna get extra pancakes and extra blah blah blah. And yeah, that's something to consider. And to me, that's a common mistake. Not that common, because I think most of the people, they try to size how much money they need before the going on the through distance, long distance hiking trail. But again, it's I saw a few people, like they had to quit because they were like just at the, not even at the midpoint of the PCT, and they were just like, okay, I have $50 left, and no way I'm going to be able to resupply and keep going. So there are a lot of trail magics on these trails, like the PCT, so people are willing to give you some food and maybe a shelter for the night, and maybe they can invite you to the place and wash your clothes and stuff like that. But I think yeah, this is an aspect of the hike that you need to consider, definitely. And thinking about, yeah, going to the nature for 4 or 5 months, it's a lot of fun, but in that time, you are not going to have, you know, sorry, you're not gonna have to, you know, like, I mean, nothing's gonna come in right in your bank account. Everything's gonna be minus. So yeah, definitely think about the budget. Another thing is the about food, and yeah, basically the food, I think I talked a little bit about that thing, that aspect of the hike in my previous podcast, like the common mistake number one. And I think that I wanted to emphasize that your taste can change a lot, obviously, but you're not even like close to even imagine how much your taste is going to change. Obviously, that's going to be like different one hiker to another, but I think like the taste is very different. And I think I want to give a big shout out to my friend Relish, hopefully he's going to listen to that podcast. And that guy, he's trying to, I mean, he's attempting the PNT this coming summer. And what I saw on his Instagram account is like he bought tons of Clif bars, protein bars, candy bars, and all of these things. And he tried to do a tasting, right? Tasting test at his house before going, because he's going to ship himself quite a few boxes along the way for resupply, rather than going out of the trail, hitchhiking into town and resupply. And I don't think there is a perfect way to plan how much your taste is going to change, but I think he's having the right approach by trying and testing things that in the comfort of your house, of your apartment, close to your shower, and having, you know, the fridge like full of food and drinks, I don't think you're going to be able to plan pretty well when you're going to be starving on the hike. And that's one thing which is very hard to know, how, you know, what kind of flavors or the protein bars you're going to like. Because if you go to the Costco and you say, okay, I'm going to buy this thing, this flavor, the coconut chocolate chips, and you think that that's all you're going to hit because there was a big discount on the Clif bars, only that taste, you're going to make a big mistake. Because I bet like your taste going to change. And you know, when it comes to food, for some people it might be very, very, very challenging mentally, so that might be very tricky. So I think he's having the right approach, really. So hopefully he's going to be part of one of my next interview, next podcast, and maybe he's going to have the chance to, yeah, talk and explain why he did it this way. But yeah, that's something to consider. Like, definitely your taste is going to change, I bet you. And and yeah, like just going for 6-7 days without resupply and doing like a marathon distance every day. You know, if you have to eat something that, which is not comfort food, and, you know, even though you, I mean, imagine you even going stoveless, not something, nothing warm and nothing hot, and you're going to have to go through a shit ton of Clif bars, which you don't like anymore. That's not going to be funny. And we don't do that things to, you know, challenge ourselves way too much on the food, I think. So it might be tricky to go and just, yeah, not just avoiding that aspect of the hike. The last and very last point, sorry, of the podcast is going to be that some people, they think that, I mean, they believe that they are stronger than nature. And I saw some people trying to cross a river and I was floating, and that was tough. That was, they could have gone away and they could have, you know, like just died. And that's very tricky. I mean, I can talk about, you know, thunderstorms, lightnings and stuff like that. That happened to me on the PCT. And I think this is very hard sometimes because you are so passionate and you think that there is no turn back. And I did it myself. So, you know, this is a common mistake I did. And I'm talking to share my experience on that thing. Crossing a river, walking on the snow. You want to keep going, yes, but some people, but they believe that they are stronger than nature. And, you know, considering some of the things, like where you're going to sleep, trying to find the best campsite, not crossing a pass when a storm is coming, trying to understand, you know, how you're going to just sleep on a snowpack, and if just that thing is melting, you know, what's above you, you know, on the tree lines and stuff like that. So that's some of the things you need to consider. And I saw, you know, that thing as a common mistake from some, a few through hikers, is like they believe they're stronger than nature and they put their lives in, you know, they bet their life, actually. And we're not going for a 4 or 5 months hiking, or even just a few weeks, just to die. And obviously we want to have a lot of fun meeting people and just being part of nature. But we need to understand that some of the, you know, nature aspects, and like it's the hazards might be tricky sometimes, might be very, very dangerous. So we need to consider that, and you guys need to consider, you know, you know, whatever, the nature is changing so fast on some of the trails. So you have to be very, very careful on that. And sometimes you have to say, like, look, you know, the weather is so bad that I better wait. I better just get out of the trail and hitchhike back to town and maybe take a zero or take, you know, just a day off and just maybe coming back on the next day, but not trying to keep pushing and, you know, trying to put your life and betting your life, actually. So yeah, definitely something to consider on that thing. So I think I'm going to finish the podcast right now on that, nature aspect, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I'm going to have another one on the common mistakes. So that's going to be the last one out of three podcasts. So stay tuned to the next podcast, guys, and hopefully you're going to listen to that things. I'm very glad I have the chance to have more and more subscribers and more and more people listening to my podcast. So that, yeah, I'm just so thankful for that things. So thank you very much, guys, and you guys take care and stay tuned for the next one. Bye bye.